Hi again, everybody. We welcome you to ESPN Media coverage of Moeller Fighting Crusader Athletics. As it's sunshine out, it is March the 11th. Spring is so close, and not yet so far, but we're going to talk a little golf right now. The back nine with Moeller golf coach Dan Dunlap, and we're also happy to have with us the JV coach, longtime baseball coach as well. Ron Roth is with us here today for this one. And guys, how are we, man? It's sunshine out, feeling good.
Fantastic. We're happy to be back for another episode. Looking forward to this year. And as you said, the sun's out. Boys are working hard, and it's just getting to be that time where we're going to be able to play golf every day.
It's coming so close. We're not that far away. And I know, Coach Roth, you were down in Florida all year long, so this has got to be just a rude awakening for you with the blood thinning out a lot.
Oh, this is brutal. My wife is still down there. She won't come home.
I don't blame her. Can we go visit her? So.
Well, we got baseball season starting, so that's always good.
You did, too. And we'll have a chance to talk to you, I'm sure, sometime during baseball season as well. You had to deal with the elements on Saturday this past weekend for the JV, or for freshman baseball. So, but let's get back to golf. And for the team right now, what are you doing? I mean, how do we kind of – get the guys ready? I know you've got an event actually getting them the chance to get out on the course here in the next month.
Yeah, we've got a team event coming up in the next month, but believe it or not, a number of our guys have already played individual tournaments down south. We have guys traveling to Southern Kentucky, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Florida. So golf is just, as we've talked about in the past, it's totally different now than it was years ago, where you know, our boys are traveling and playing in these national tournaments and getting that experience during the off season, and it's only going to help them progress as a Moeller golfer as well, because the competition of these tournaments is fantastic. And so we're all supporting these kids traveling around and playing during the months of December, January, February, when a lot of kids aren't playing.
That's true. Well, Coach Roth, I mean, let's talk about how things have maybe changed a little bit from maybe when Dan was a student and a player at Moeller versus what it is now, and these guys getting a chance to travel around and maybe just being golf-centric and that being their one and only sport.
Well, you know, years ago, when the golf season was over and, you know, the summer was over, the clubs went in the closet. And matter of fact, this past week, when the temperature was, you know, down in the frigid, I happened to stop by the athletic department office, and there was a set of golf clubs in there. There were Will Coffers, who was a freshman this year. He was going someplace after school to practice. So, you know, these kids today, I mean, they're you know, 12 months a year. And the kids that we have in the program now are all bought into the system.
Yeah, and that's an interesting thing. I know most coaches like to have their athletes play other sports. So it's not that they are just playing one sport. Golf is one of those unique sports, though, where after you're done training for whatever in-season sports you might be in, Coach Roth for baseball right now in the springtime, these guys can still later in the day, though, go out, get on the golf course, hit the ball, get to the driving range, chipping, putting, whatever. So, I mean, that's kind of a cool aspect, I guess, of keeping these
absolutely
guys
sharp. We do promote that. We don't want our boys just playing golf if they have a passion or a love for another sport. And we've got a number of kids throughout the JV and varsity that play baseball, basketball. We've got volleyball. We've got lacrosse.
And hockey.
Hockey, yeah. So we've got a number of kids that play different sports. And that just goes to show, too, how golf has changed over, I don't know, 20, 30 years, where it's not just the kids getting cut from other sports that try out for golf just to play.
Right,
you know,
it's
golfers are athletes, and that's what I've been trying to tell people and promote for years, that golfers are athletes. They can play other sports. You know, right now we've got our junior captain of last year's team, Michael Curran. He's one of the top 5-6 players on the basketball team right now, and he's playing great.
I haven't heard
great.
Much about the basketball
team. So, you know, but we take pride in that. We take pride in one of our other captains, Tyler Toten, who's was a great hockey player for Moeller for the 4 years. So we love having kids being able to play other sports, and I think it only helps them be a better golfer as well. It teaches them different type of teamwork, competitiveness, you know, dedication, commitment.
The kind of athlete that you're bringing in now, too. I mean, it's a different mindset, Coach Roth. You probably can speak to this, too, about the training away from the course or the driving range, what they do in the weight room now, and the physical training that they go through to get ready for their sport.
Well, it's like any other sport now, the analytics of it and all the side stuff, it's, you know, breaking down the swing, you know, the putting, there's new gimmicks out there to help you line up your putt. And you know, I know Coach Horner, and I'm sure Coach Dunlap will talk about it, has done a great job with our program with he's over at the Mill Course, the pro over there, and mm-hmm. with lessons and schooling these kids. It's been tremendous.
For you, Dan, then I would imagine too, and we've talked about this already a lot in the past, though, to watch the dedication then that gives them away from the course, what it brings to, how does it mentally help the guys? I mean, does it help them buy in more to not only their individual game, but a team concept?
Yeah, absolutely. It builds everything we do. We try to build team camaraderie, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But, you know, whether it's working out, whether it's fighting through that extra set or that extra rep, you know, people don't realize that golf is a physically taxing sport.
Yes, it
and
is.
When it's
walk 18 and you'll find
97 degrees in August or early September, and you're walking 18 holes on a hilly golf course in tournament competition, when you're trying to get focused on all 70 some shots that you're hitting, man, you are physically and mentally exhausted. And that's why every workout they put in, they're just getting better mentally and physically for this coming season that they're going to be putting their minds and their bodies through.
Want to talk about what the JV golf program means and what Coach Roth does to prepare these guys as they move through as freshmen and sophomores to get up to the varsity level too. And Coach Roth, I guess first off, your mindset, the skill level that you have coming in here, you know, are these young men that have been playing a lot of golf coming in?
Well, for the most part, yes, you know, but you know, what we try to do on the JV level is just build a foundation for them and a foundation that the varsity coaches can build upon. And, you know, these kids come in as freshmen, you know, they've only gone out and played by themselves and don't understand the team concept. And that's what we try to instill on them, you know, at that JV level.
Right.
And, you know, this past year, we had 7 freshmen in our program. And, you know, they were 7 quality kids, too. I mean, and I think a future of Muller Golf, you know, based on this one class, is great.
And it's exciting.
You know, we had 2 sophomores and 3 juniors help us last year. But
Dan mentioned as well a little bit ago, you know, maybe years past, not just here, but I'm guessing at a lot of schools too, there's sometimes the golf team may have some guys who maybe tried other sports, didn't make it, and were coming just to be a part of a team. Have you seen that more change over the years now that you are finding these guys that are very, very IQ-wise for the sport of golf coming in and really ready to go as they come in as freshmen?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I think that the whole level, I mean, you know, golf, you know, took a little dip nationally, you know, with the number of rounds and everything because of the time, but I think it's back. And I mean, I think, you know, our program especially, just judged on last year and what we think is coming in next year is going to be tremendous. And our, you know, our program is alive and well, as they say.
Yeah. And Dan, for you as a varsity coach, looking back to what the JV means too, and it's, you have to help in a mindset, let these guys know, look, you are the future. We need you to go down there and not just kind of clown around your JV. You're not varsity. We want you to get better. We want you to compete and try to get to the varsity.
Yeah. One of the things I'm really proud of is the better our varsity schedule is, the better our JV schedule is to prepare them for the varsity. And here's what I mean by that. On the varsity level, our top team's only able to play so many dates, which is usually, it's 20 dates is what each player is allowed to play. So we can only send our top team to play 20 dates. So any other varsity tournaments we get invited to, we kick that down to our varsity gold team. Now, we're getting to the point where our varsity gold team is getting so many invitations to tournaments that we're actually able to take our JV team and play in some varsity level competition throughout their season as well to get them experience. And so that's what I mean by the better our top schedule is, it just is a trickle-down effect to our JV. And, as Coach Roth mentioned, it's our foundation down there, and we love having success on that level. Ultimately, we're trying to build a championship team on the varsity level, but winning down there is important. And for these kids to be able to get varsity level competition or just, you know, the GCL quad matches on the JV level are just as intense on the varsity level. I mean, the kids want to win, and that's what we want to build, is that healthy competition that we talk about.
And I can also tell you, you know, on the JV level, I don't think there's a program in the state of Ohio that sends their JV team to as many tournaments as we do. And, you know, that's where the real competition is. And, yeah. You know, when you're going up against 18 or 20 other schools and, you know, last year our JV team did quite well in winning several of those tournaments. And the ones we didn't win, we were in the top two or three. And that's where you really get your experience when these kids go out there and they see 120 kids out there in a tournament and they're vying for them. And some of the ones we didn't win, we had individuals who either were medalists or runner-up medalists or both, you know. So, you know, that just goes for all of Moeller Athletics and golf in particular. I mean, you know, at the lower levels, to put your programs through that experience, yeah. That only helps. You build from the foundation up, not from the roof down.
Right, now, I don't know how it couldn't. So how much do you rely, Dan, on Coach Roth and his experience, his wealth of knowledge that he has, not only coaching golf, but just dealing with young men? You know, he was telling me beforehand, over the years between baseball and golf, he's probably coached over 1,000 kids.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I feel very blessed and fortunate, not only with Coach Roth being a Hall of Famer, but obviously being mentored by Coach Bonet for a number of years as an assistant. And for me to take over from one Hall of Famer and still keep another Hall of Famer on staff is pretty special. And you're right. There are certain things with experience that I just don't know yet because I haven't crossed that bridge. Right. But I tell you what, Coach Roth has always been there for support. And, you know, he's told me countless times that he supports my decision 100%. And we have a great working relationship. And we like to pick each other's brains on things. And, you know, just having that experience of coaching so many games in baseball, matches in golf, and just working with kids for
the number
of years that he has, yep. has been a fantastic presence. And, you know, I just love having that stability as well. I mean, he's been doing this on the coaching JV golf for how many years?
Well, this will be 27 coming up.
27 years coming up. So, that's not something that you can easily replace. And, you know, nor do I want to replace that. You know, we hope Coach Roth has another 27 good years left in him for that.
Won't happen.
Unless we can do something about this global warming getting kicked up a notch or two here. So, hey, and before we go to break here, too, I also want to talk about the guys that obviously we know how hard they work to get ready for their seasons.
Yeah.
How about what they've been doing in the classroom?
Yeah, so one thing that's really cool, and I just found this out last night, and I just want to share it with everybody because it's such a cool story, is Tyler Toten was the captain of our golf team last year, and he was the president of the National Honor Society. So last night, he just passed that off to a new incoming president, who just happens to be Michael Curran, who was one of our other tri-captains on the golf team. So the fact that the National Honor Society had one Moeller captain last year running it, and now another Moeller golf captain this year running it, I just think is so cool. And I just want to, you know, one of our big things is we want our men of Moeller to improve on and off the golf course. And things like this is just incredible. This has nothing to do with their golf average or wins and losses. I mean, these are life skills that they're getting. And the fact that our Moeller golf program can say that, you know, these kids went through the JV golf program up to the varsity golf program, and now they're president of the National Honor Society. I just think that's so cool. And it makes me so happy to be a head coach of a golf program and talk about and let everybody know the wonderful things that our young men are doing on and off the golf course. And that's very important.
And Coach Roth, for you to see, I'm sure you can kind of get a gauge of what these players are as a player here, and then having the experience that you do, can you kind of see maybe what their life could be like down the road, or the ones that put the effort into the classroom, that they're going to have successes as well in life?
Well, you know, I always say, you know, the bottom line is you're at Moeller High School for an education, and you know that's what you're there for. You know, the athletics is on top of that, but you know, one thing I found out in the years at Moeller is how special a place it is. And I know, you know, my kids didn't go there, and kind of sorry that they didn't. Now that I've been there and seen it from the inside, but you know. There hasn't been one kid that's come through that school that I don't think has a possibility of being a success someplace. It's just it's just special.
And I believe it.
And it's hard to explain that unless you see it from the inside.
Yeah, I did not get to go to school there, but my son did, and I do. I know exactly what you're talking about, and I truly do believe that. So, well, we will continue more with head coach Dan Dunlap, Moeller Golf, as well as JV coach Ron Roth. We do want to tell you, too, we're continuing to look for sponsors, too. We want to get this, the back nine is what we're calling it, and we want to sponsor it. So I know we've got Moeller families that are out there that have lots of businesses. We're just talking about some of the successes, maybe some of the alumni that are trying to get the word out on their whatever it is, their company, their business, whatever it is. So get a hold of you, Coach Dunlap. How can they get a hold of you?
They can always call me, text me, 513-505-3376. Shoot me an email, dandunlap@hotmail.com.
There you go. And we've got it on the website as well, letsgobigmo.com.
Perfect.
And the athletic information staff directory. So you can find more information right there. We'll come back and we're going to talk a little bit more, including coming up a night for Moeller Golf. We'll talk about that and look ahead to a trip to St. Louis next month. That's coming up very soon. More coming up. It's the Back Nine with Moeller Golf Coach Dan Dunlap and special guest Ron Roth. I'm Greg Wardell on ESPN Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.
Total Wealth Planning can partner, guide, and educate your family holistically on your financial goals and pursuits. Your dreams are better achieved with a trusted fiduciary like Rob Lemons and his team. Contact Rob today at 513-984-6696. That's 513-984-6696 or on the web at twpteam.com. Total Wealth Planning. Are you looking to produce your own podcast? ESP Media has state-of-the-art audio and video production studios available for you. Our studio rental rates are the most competitive in town. Contact us today at sales@espmediasn.com or 513-655-4966. That's 513-655-4966. It's your podcast. We just produce it.
Back here on the Back Nine with Moeller Golf Coach Dan Dunlap and JV Coach Ron Roth. I'm Greg Wardell. It's ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports. And when we talk golf, it means it's nice weather outside, or at least it makes me feel that way anyway. So I know you've got, as far as a trip coming up in April, we'll talk about that in a moment. Scheduling things now, I'm sure you're looking ahead to what's coming up in the fall. What do you do at this time of year now for that? Are you talking to coaches? And
So scheduling has been taking place probably since December, actually, and we're just finalizing that. It's 98% finalized, which is pretty nice to know exactly where we're going to be, where we're playing, who we're playing, dates, things like that. But we also have a lot of other events going on. You know, just last week, a bunch of the varsity players met at a B-Dubs just to hang out and watch golf for a day. We love to push that for the team camaraderie. Coming up, though, on March 27th is going to be an awesome day for our Moeller Golf program. We're going to have a big pizza dinner for all the returning players. Their parents are invited. All the incoming freshman golfers that are going to try out are invited as well. And then we've got two guest speakers. We really enjoy our guest speakers coming in and giving the boys a different point of view, if you will. So, right. For example, I can only talk to them so much. Coach Roth can only talk to them so much before it goes in one ear, out the other, kind of like a parent and their kids. And so just bringing somebody else in and letting them talk to the boys has been a fantastic way to get their attention, keep them motivated, committed. So coming up on March 27th, we're going to have a rules official from the Greater Cincinnati Golf Association. He's going to come in and do an hour presentation on the new rules of golf. And for all of those of you listening that don't know, the United States Golf Association went through a big rules change starting January 1st, 2019. If you've watched any of the PGA Tour.
So Moeller's counting, right?
Not exactly. But if you've watched any of the PGA Tour, LPGA Tour, you know, the best players in the world are struggling with these rules, like knowing you can't drop from shoulder height anymore. It has to be from knee height. You can actually putt with the flag stick in for the first time since old Tom Morris
really?
And Coach
oh,
Roth were developing the game of golf. But so a lot of these new rules that you know, me, for example, I don't even know all of them yet or how to incorporate them because I've never coached a team since these rules have been in place. So we're going to have him come out and go through all the new rules with the kids straight from The rules official of the Greater Cincinnati Golf Association, which is going to be fantastic for our boys to learn. And then right after that, we have the director of instruction of TPC Rivers Bend. Her name's Victoria Elizabeth. She's going to come in and talk to the boys. She played on the LPGA Tour for 5 years, won on the LPGA Tour mini tour, the Symetra Tour. She's worked with some of the game's best players, best instructors, David Ledbetter, Dave Pels. So she's going to come in and talk to the boys about preparation, about just everything that goes into the commitment of getting better at golf. And yeah, we're really excited for this night.
What was her name, by the way?
Her name's Victoria Elizabeth.
Okay.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah, so we're really excited for those two guest speakers to come in on Wednesday, March 27th, just to talk to our boys. And, you know, last year we had the same thing. We had a sports psychologist come in, and we invited the parents. And the parents gave feedback, too, that they enjoyed it just as much as the kids, and they learned something from it. So, you know, we open it up to the whole golf program, parents and players. We love having everybody together during the off season. You know, anybody that's not playing a spring sport. And just coming together for some pizza, a couple hours in Mueller Cafeteria, and be able to listen and learn. Because that's what it's all about, is growing as a person. We want to make sure our boys know the rules of golf, especially the new rules. And to be able to learn from somebody that's played at the top of the game on the LPGA Tour, I think will be fantastic for our boys to be able to pick her brain. You know, how many hours was she practicing a day? You know, how was it playing against this Hall of Famer? You know, so just having great Q&A opportunities after her presentation is going to be fantastic for our guys.
So that'll be on March 27th.
Correct.
So, yeah, very cool. Well, guys, enjoy that. That'll be a lot of fun. Coach Roth, getting to you, 27 years. Boy, so how many wins? How many losses? You got that all committed to memory?
No, we don't count those. I just count the kids.
Count the kids. And you were telling, again, I mentioned it before, between baseball and golf, over 1,000 kids. And I can't believe you remember each and every name and player, too.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Do not take offense, guys. If he doesn't, you'll understand.
But I do have all their names. You know, at the end of the year, we get, in both sports, we get book together with the stats and everything, and I keep track of you know, every kid that's been in there and what their stats were, and it's kind of nice to go back and look at it. And
a lot of faces, a lot of names, but
I can
a lot of
attest,
people that he's impacted.
His record keeping is flawless, to say the least. That's one area he is the best at.
And it's just amazing, though, to think about the impact that you had on so many kids that have come through Mueller High School.
Well, I want to tell you something, Greg. You know, it's return, too. And, you know, you wouldn't do it if, you know, kids are our future. Right. And, you know, Whitney Houston, I think it was, he used to say she believes the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. And, you know, that's what it's all about. And, you know, I'm just thankful that Coach Bonet gave me an opportunity some 27 years ago to be a part of this. And
at that point, what was your golf background? I mean, had you
every Saturday I went out.
So recreational at that point, though, or
yeah, exactly.
Could you have ever dreamt of being a golf coach, much less a golf coach, for as long as you have?
No, not really. But you know, it just picked up. You know, I started. I got three more years, additional years in baseball here, and I've done that. I'm a baseball coach coaching golf, basically.
Right.
You know, it just worked out, and, you know, you pick up, you learn from other coaches like Coach Bonet, Coach Dunlap, and, you know, you listen to the kids, and most of them now today have their own pros and everything else, so you certainly don't want to get in the middle of that sometimes, but, you know, you're really teaching them the mental game, the mental part of the game, you know, where to hit the ball, when not to, you know.
Blast it through the tree or
lay
up.
Right.
See, I disagree with Coach, though, in the fact that I think he's always been a golf coach, and he just did baseball on the side for those years. His true calling was on the golf course, not the ball diamond.
I enjoy coaching golf immensely. And
so what would your you've got a tournament that's going on. How do you follow the guys? I mean, you obviously have to be in a golf cart to get around quicker.
Right. Well, you know, and it's interesting. When I first started coaching, the Ohio High School rule was that you could only talk to the kids between the fifth green and the sixth tee in a nine-hole match or at the turn. You know, so there wasn't much coaching going on. But, you know, now you can basically coach them anytime, tell them what to do, except you can't walk up on the green with them. You know, what I usually do is I try to get ahead of the first group You know, try to get some distances. You know, I very rarely will ever put a club in a kid's hand and say, you got to hit this club. I'll just tell them, hey, you need to hit it 170 yards.
And they know what they can hit.
And they know what to hit.
Sure.
You try to get up there, you try to tell them where the trouble is. You know, a lot of these courses we play in tournaments, they haven't played. They don't know the course. You know, we go there year after year, so I have a little cheat sheet that I give them, you know, that they can carry around, they can refer to about what to hit, where to hit, that type of thing. But I try to stay ahead of them, get on a problem hole, and wait for the first group to come through, let them go through, and then go ahead three or four more holes, and, you know, just try to be where they need you.
You've seen the golf courses develop over the years. What do you think is the toughest golf course in Cincinnati?
Oh, I don't know. That's a tough question.
Yeah. Let's get real specific. What about the toughest hole in Cincinnati?
Yeah. I think Coach Glenlap can handle that question better than I can.
I don't think I've asked you that. So what do you think? I mean, looking through, is the elements, I'm sure, play a little bit of that too, and what course can be tougher in some days?
Yeah, to start off with the hole, I've debated this with a number of good players over the years, but I personally think of all places it's number three at Sharon Woods. It's a long par four with a very tough tee shot. Woods on the right side, a little trees on your left. The problem is that your ball hits and tends to funnel down to the right side, which is where all the rain collects, and it's very thick, heavy rough down there. Then you have a very long shot uphill to a green that's very small with a lot of people hitting woods or long irons into. And it is just a bear of a hole. There's no water, but it's just a tough golf hole. And usually if there's any wind, it's slightly into you from right to left. So it just makes that hole just brutal. As far as hardest golf course, Macatawa, they can set up to be very, very hard. That's where they hold the U.S. Open qualifier every year. And when they get those greens rolling, 13, 12 on the stimp meter, it's very, very hard when that ball's above the hole. Kenwood can play very tough. Ken Dale, when they get those greens running. Then again, Coldstream, if they wanted to tip that out there. So there's a few golf courses that can be tough, but I'd have to say Macatawa, and I think that's why the USGA picks that course for the U.S. Open sectional qualifier every year, because rarely do you see guys go low on that course because it's so hard to keep the ball in the right spot on that golf course, especially with where they can put those pins in those greens are as hard as this table. I mean, it's very tough to putt, that's for sure.
That's for sure. And if you play, do you still get to play a lot? I know, Dan, we've talked about this. Ron, for you, do you get out as much playing now? Or
I still play, yes, and especially when I'm in Florida. But when I'm home, I got too many other things going on. That you know, summertime, you know, we get to play a few outings. But you know, years ago, you know, the coaches would play with the kids. You know, they'd have five kids in the tournament. The coaches would be the sixth person, but that's been cut out, you know, many years ago, and you don't see coaches playing anymore. So you don't play with the kids. But I personally get out as much as I can.
Sure.
You're
rubbing it in the Florida trip there, so all winter long. So he's
got nothing else to do down there. But up here, I got too many other side activities that get in my way.
And baseball, by the way, you mentioned it's getting started. So we'll get you on and talk some baseball with you. Pick your brain on that one. That'll be a lot of fun. Ebe's in here as well, Rob Ebel, to talk about that. So
get Elliot in here, too.
Yeah, exactly. E squared. We'll get him in here to talk some of the baseball. So post-match, McDonald's, Steak and Shake. Where would you rather go?
Well, it used to be McDonald's. I went to State. Now we're at Steak and Shake, but they're closed.
They're closed,
now.
I know. So, the one down on Montgomery Road.
Now we're in trouble.
Oh, boy.
Now it's a lot of pizza.
How about Subway? Let's pick Subway.
See, Dan's going for
he goes
the
healthy.
Healthy. Yeah, exactly. So, Rod, we're old. We at this point, we're past that. So, well, guys, I know we'll get together again about a month in April. And I know what we're going to try to do is get together after St. Louis. How's all the prep for that going, Dan, and getting ready? I'm sure the guys are excited.
Great, yeah. We just finished up the logistics of it, and Coach O'Brien and myself are going to be grabbing two of the Moeller vans and taking the guys out on Friday, April 12th heading out there. We're going to have a team dinner that night, stay in a hotel, and it's been great. A number of our parents chipped in and had free hotel Marriott points, and so we got free hotels for those two nights that we're out there. The tournament's going to be Saturday, and again, we're playing against Marianist schools from all over the country, from Texas to Oklahoma to Kansas, Missouri, us. And the fact that we have both our varsities going and all 10 boys returning are going to be playing in that tournament is fantastic. And then we're going to stay Saturday night as well. And then all the schools that are playing, we're going to have a Palm Sunday Mass morning. Yeah. And then we're going to get on the road. And that just so happens to be Masters weekend. So there's a good chance our vans are probably going to stop by, a B-dubs exactly. on the way home yeah. and catch the Masters, have some wings. And it's just going to be a great way to kick off this 2019 season that we're looking so forward to. And as I told our boys, I want to go out there with the preparation and commitment that we're going to finish 1-2 out there.
There you go.
And we don't want to go out there just to have a token show up and thanks for playing. We want to go out there focused, ready to compete. And our boys have been doing that. They've been hitting the weight room hard, but they also have been practicing with their swing instructors, traveling to these tournaments. And I've got high hopes for this tournament. I think our boys are going to be very well prepared for a tournament in April in a state, three states away. And I think we're going to come out there and we're going to compete and we're going to really make our mark out there.
Well, the fact that you're making this an actual competition and not just a boys' weekend out to go play some golf in April. I mean, I think that's in itself a good mindset to have and to have that and really get them ready for what will be in the fall of the 2019 season.
I tell you, the things that Dan has implemented since he's been the head coach have been tremendous. And things that we didn't do, through no fault of anything else, but it's just, a new set of eyes on things.
Right.
And like this trip now, he's continued the summer father-son outing that Coach Bonet started, which is just all team bonding type stuff.
Yep.
And, I mean, those are little things that win big matches. And, it's all part of the gig.
It is. I think it's just very exciting that it gets this kind of commitment level from you two guys. And these young men are very lucky to have that. And I know Mueller is very lucky to have that, too, to help promote. Golf is so good in the city of Cincinnati as it is with the high school. And I'm sure you've seen it just run over your years, getting nothing but better and better and better.
No, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, in this program, just now, I'm so excited from what we had on the JV level last year, and that's going to spill up to the varsity and trickle up to the varsity here. And
Love that, Dan.
We're very lucky, as you said, not just from the competition in Cincinnati, but I'm so fortunate to have the coaching staff I do with Coach Roth and Coach Tenenfeld on the JV level, Coach O'Brien, Coach Horner. We're going to get them in here someday.
Yep.
And with our parents are incredible. When I pitched this idea of a tournament in St. Louis, they just overwhelmingly, supported it and said, we'll do whatever we can to make it happen. And our alumni are so supportive of our program as well, our Mueller Golf alumni. And then, again, our athletic director, Mike Asbeck, who supports us 100% on what we're doing. And, the trips that we go on. And, these are opportunities of a lifetime for these kids.
Lifetime memories.
Fortunately, we've got the support of Mueller High School. So we feel very, very fortunate to be able to do what we do. And now we've got a great partnership with ESP Media and being able to come in here and do these podcasts to get our word out there to the Mueller faithful is really exciting. As you can tell, Coach Roth and I are both super pumped for this year and excited, and we're both passionate about Mueller golf, and we're really looking forward to it.
Well, we'll put another little plug out there as well. You mentioned the Mueller alumni, the golf alumni, parents. Again, let's help support this even more, take it even up a notch as well. We'd love to get sponsors for our Back Nine podcast. Once a month right now we're doing it because we're kind of in the off season, but once we get into next school year, we'll certainly wrap or get that going a lot more.
Absolutely.
And get it maybe every couple of weeks or so, just know how busy you guys are going to be out on the course when it is nice weather. So, well, listen, good luck. Safe travels to St. Louis next month in April, and we'll catch up right after that is done.
Perfect.
Coach Roth, great having you in here.
Great. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you to you and Rob and Elliot, and it's always good to be here.
Yeah, we certainly appreciate it. Good luck with baseball. I know we'll catch up with you on the baseball field. We got some baseball broadcasts coming up, so we'll see you out there.
I'll
keep your
around.
Cell phone handy.
Great. We'll be here. Thank you.
All right. And again, you can get a hold of Coach Dunlap again. Check it out through the website, letsgobigmo.com. GolfPlanning.com so we can get some sponsorship here and keep this thing going and make it even bigger and better.
Yep.
So.
Thanks, Greg.
All right, Dan. Safe travels. Happy Easter. Merry Easter. All that fun stuff coming up. We will catch up again next month. Our back nine with Moeller Golf Coach Dan Dunlap. I'm Greg O'Dell for ESPN Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.